the Ankh-Morpork Football Association Hall of Fame playing cards. Famous footballers of Ankh-Morpork, September 2009. Another squib. This time it was to celebrate the launch of Unseen Academicals. Various teams of Discworld fans and locals battled it out on the playing fields of Wincanton, and, as I recall, some of the ladies were somewhat dishevelled, which, amazingly enough, didn't interfere with the game. Of course, I had to come up with the funny names. Unseen Academicals. 1. Arch-Chancellor Mustrum Ridcully, DThou, DMDS, DMN, DG, DD, DCL, DMPhil, DMS, DCM, DW, BLL. Sometimes attempts to shout the ball at the enemy, opposition. Mustrum Ridcully's preferred technique, however, is to kick the ball at full force at the nearest attacker and collect it again on the rebound as his opponent curls up on the ground. This has caused a number of problems for opposing players until they found a use that could be made of a common metal soup plate, two holes and a length of string. 69. Professor Bengo Macarona, DThou Bug, DMouse Chub, Magister Ludorum Quis, Octavium Ons, PHGK Blit, DMSK, Mac, DThou Bra, Visiting Professor in Chickens, Yarn the Conqueror University, Floor 2, Shrimp Packers Building, Genua, Primo Octo, Dukes, Visiting Professor of Blit Slood, Exchanges, Alcali, KCBFJ, Reciprocating Professor of Blit Theory, Unki, DThou, Unki, Didymus Supremius, Unki, Emeritus Professor in Blit Substrata Determinations, Chubb, Chair of Blit and Music Studies, Quirm College for Young Ladies. A highly skilled player from Genua, well known for having many different approaches to the task in hand. Excellent striker, with a regrettable tendency to handle the ball when excited. 7B. Professor Rincewind, Egregious Professor of Cruel and Unusual Geography, UU, Chair of Experimental Serendipity, UU, Reader in Slewed Dynamics, UU, Chair for the Public Misunderstanding of Magic, UU, Chair of Approximate Accuracy, UU. Rincewind is possibly the fastest man on any field. Unfortunately, he frequently forgets to take the ball with him. Interestingly, the verve with which he speeds away clouds the perception of his opponents, who find it difficult to believe that the ball is actually behind them now and is heading in the opposite direction. 1618. Dr. Ponder Stibbons, HEM, UU, DThou, UU, Reader in Non-Volatile Intelligence, UU, Canteride Speaker in Slewed Refurgence, UU, Player Coach. Used to lose his glasses early in the match and now has them taped to his head. Tactical thinker, some of the time. One of his boots flies off for no known reason. 9. Griffith Tabernacle Evans, Evans the Striped. The only player in the UU squad who is officially dead. He is, in fact, all that remains of the last UU sportsmaster, whose ghost hangs on in the enormous brass whistle that was all he left behind. Regrettably, people sometimes forget that blowing the whistle will cause them to be temporarily overwhelmed by the spirit of the late Evans, who will then send everyone on a long cross-country run in their underwear for forgetting their sports kit. 8. Dr. J. Hicks, or Hicks, H-I-X, Professor in Unspeakable Dark Arts, Post-Mortem Communications, UU, DThou, Impississimus Holder of the Silver Skull, 3rd Class. Under university statute is allowed, expected, and required to foul. After all, there is no point in being the official bad person if you play by the rules. The only player who is prepared to wear the number 8. Will occasionally leave free tickets to his notorious amateur dramatic presentations in order to demoralise the opposition. 1. The Librarian, DThou, Professor of L-Space Studies. A second number 1, because he sulked. Born to defend a goal, since he can swing from the posts and very nearly reach the total width of the goal while standing in the middle. 10. Alf Nobbs, no relation. 1 year Long Service Bledlow Medal, UU. 5 year Long Service Bledlow Medal, UU. 10 year Long Service Bledlow Medal, UU. a good all-round player whose talents have been honed by chasing generations of students after the pubs have shut, feels he has a mission in life to restore the good name of the Nobbs clan. Wears enormously large and heavy boots, people have learned to flee at the sound. 206, Charlie, no other name known. Hasn't yet taken the field for UU since the Football Association of Ankh-Morpork is divided on the eligibility of a walking skeleton. Nevertheless, he turns up to training and, as Dr. Hicks points out, is very good for anatomical practice and carries the magic sponge. 4. Trevor Likely, education unknown. Not formally a team member, although has played once for UU. The most highly skilled man alive with the traditional tin can, which he can practically cause to defy gravity, but is known to have difficulty with the standard spherical ball. 9. Mr. Nutt, education, more than you could possibly imagine. Player coach. Perhaps the most skilled tactician ever to lace up a boot, is possibly the only player ever to use the word Zeitgeist in everyday conversation. Particularly skilled in the philosophy of the game, he can get an axiom containing a paradox past an opposing player before the man even notices that his shorts have fallen down. 1001. The luggage. Surprisingly, not allowed on the team because of its total incapability of understanding what a game is. Also, has too many feet.